Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight's title, Ass Dumbass, in reference to the Americans with Disability Act. By the way, that title comes with all due respect to the law, but the idea from the title goes way back to the 1700s when Francis Aiken, a British barrister, which is another term for a British lawyer, shocked the court and made a very profound statement. The law is an arm. I mean, you could probably hear his voice echoing in the halls of the courtroom in the castle type dwelling that undoubtedly they had in those days, and he probably shocked everybody. And so we tonight declare that the ADA, the Americans with Disability Act, is many, many times an ass.
Oh,
and
yes,
does not address the problems that we, the disabled, face. One big classical example, and this Saturday will be the anniversary of the death of Milton, the guide dog, is the death of Milton. What did the ADA do about that?
Nothing.
Not one thing was mentioned in connection with the ADA. Not one politician came forward and recognized the fact that the ADA says you can train your guide dog on your own.
Mm-hmm.
There's a hint.
Yeah, right.
A hint to amend. A hint to acknowledge that the Guide Dog Foundation murdered a guide dog. And what are we going to do about it? Well, here it says in the ADA, anyone can train a guide dog. Did one politician take that phrase and make the most of it and say, hey, there's the basis for an amendment? And especially in the light of the death of Milton and the way it happened.
Yeah, exactly.
The way Michelle was coerced into bringing the dog back to the school when the dog should have been remedied on the scene where she was having the problems. But the ADA didn't back her up. The ADA gave her no rights. The ass dumbass gave her no rights.
Mm-hmm.
And so she brought the dog to them in the hope and in the best of faith and with the confidence that her dog would be safe and secure. She didn't bring the dog to them with the confidence that the ADA would protect the dog.
Right.
Because she knew that it wouldn't. There's no law there. There's no regulation. There's no licensing of these agencies that train guide dogs. Even though they have a federal ID number, which connects with the ADA. It's a federal law, a federal ID number. Inner Sight has one.
Mm-hmm.
So there was no protection, no connection, no theory or any type of intervention by politicians. Oh, they gave Tom and Michelle, a speech privately, but that was it.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. So not only is the ADA dumbass, but the politicians are a bunch of asses too, who are not reacting, not reacting to the death of Milton in a positive way, and trying to bring about. I mean, they say they can't get any support on this licensing business. Have they tried?
Yeah, right.
No. Did they draft the law? Did they present it? Did they bring it to the newspapers? You know, anybody can say that. They couldn't get any support. How do we even know that they were seeking support? We don't know that. That's why the law should have been drafted, even if it was one person.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
We would have found another person. You better believe we would, because we wouldn't stop until we did. So there you have a classic, horrible example. The ADA not protecting somebody's life. Milton was Michelle's life.
Yeah, life.
And he was not protected by the law. So when Aiken said the law is an ass, he was right on the money with this situation.
Yeah.
Hundreds of years later, it's still an ass.
Yeah.
And when we come back, we'll tell you some more about why that's true.
Yeah, I also have another thing to mention. I saw
wait a minute, hold on. Stop interrupting. You're interrupting.
I know, sorry.
Unicide, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady. And we thank her for all her help. Adopt an Akita. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net is the email. And Joanne Diamond, the executive director of the Big East Akita Rescue. Hey, we're brought to you by the Third Eye Insight. Now, Devin Fernandez, Third Eye Insight. You want to learn how to protect yourself, self-defense, have some fun, stay in shape. 631-445-3464. Inner Sight presents the Third Eye Insight. So check it out. Shelby's Kitchen. One of our friends, of course, Tom and Michelle, catering, Bellport, New York, 631-286-0444 on the Shelby's Kitchen, and we thank them for being a part of Inner Sight. All right, Inner Sight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. And the email, innersight1620@gmail.com. That's the new Inner Sight email. Hey, we want to tell you about all the beautiful children of the world. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and all the others. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you, and we thank you for it. All right, we're brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Good information about if you're going to purchase a house or even if you're looking for an apartment to rent. Kennedy Realty. We thank the iFlip Cleaners. We thank Suffolk Bus Corp. And tomorrow, yours truly will be at Silo for the ADA celebration. We're going to be talking about a little about training the guide dog, service dog on your own. So tomorrow from 11 to 2, Silo, you check out the website for the details. Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. We thank Jose Delgado for all his support. In October, we'll be holding our nursing home news conference.
Can't wait.
At Silo. So thanks again for that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. And get the Able News out. We'll run that.
Yeah.
Angela
and
Melanie.
I have a quick something after that. Hold on, why did I
Able News.
Able News. Let me
I'll let you know when your quick something happens.
Okay. Here we go. Wait a minute. Shoot. Okay.
Able News.
Now.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts or events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, Inner Sight brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island, 631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, medical when they're able to do it. And you talk to my buddy Gary. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Tonight, talking about the ADA, we gave it a nickname because of a lot of the mishaps that occur in connection with that law. Ass, dumbass. Now, what is it you wanted to say?
One thing, Lieber is here now. And then the other thing I wanted to say was pertaining to the, I saw a little young girl on a wheelchair and she's died. So I want to find out her name. I didn't see it in the article, but if I have to, I'll call the reporter and see, you know, what's going on and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't know. You saw a girl in a wheelchair? Yeah. Where?
I saw it online, and it said, but Eyewitness News had a, what do you call, a little article for her.
You don't know what it said.
No, I didn't. I had not. Well, let me look. Okay. Let me see if I can get it.
Well, take a quiet look.
Yeah, well.
And see if you can find out what's up with that and who did the story.
Okay.
All right. Inner Sight. And one of the biggest forms and one of the biggest ways that this ADA is an ass. It does absolutely nothing for people who are in nursing homes, having their possessions taken, their money taken, their pensions taken, their insurance taken, and no law to protect them. And people being coerced into nursing homes. Now, the ADA, Americans with Disability Act, is supposed to be a federal law. Right? The nursing homes are under federal jurisdiction and state jurisdiction. They go both ways. Now, why is it? Why? How come? When this ADA was drawn up, why wasn't protection included in this law for people in nursing homes? Whoever did this, and I believe it was done on purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever left this out, I believe, and this is my theory, I have no proof because I wasn't there. But I believe that there was some kind of a coercion, some kind of a bribery or something that caused this to happen. Because how do you have a federal law and you're dealing with nursing homes, federally funded institutions, all right, and no protection under the ADA? Now, this is one of the bases for the ADA being applied, that a place gets federal money, okay? They say they can't apply it to the guide dog schools, which I disagree with because it talks about guide dog training. They can't apply it there because the guide dog schools get federal money. But the nursing homes do.
Yes, they do.
Where is it? Why? Why were the millions of people left out? Why aren't there hundreds of thousands of lawsuits in the courts for people who are being put in nursing homes, losing their apartment, their home, and everything else? It's a horror story. And if you want to see more of it, tune in our show tonight if you're local on Long Island.
Yeah.
9:30 tonight, Channel 20. And next Wednesday starts the first international show on the solution and the horror of nursing homes, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, at 11 o'clock. Next Wednesday night, Channel 3, right on your phone on the Spirit Channel. If you're in Manhattan, it's 1997, RCN 84, and Verizon Files 35. Those are the three stations that you can click on in Manhattan, cable. So we have produced the first international show that can be seen on television exposing the nursing home situation and telling what the remedy is. Turn them into accessible housing. We don't need nursing homes.
It's
only making people's lives worse and miserable. We need accessible housing. So,
yes, we do.
Here you have another failure of the ADA. Not one ounce of protection in connection with these nursing homes do people have. You can't go in a nursing home and threaten the director, you know, if you don't give so-and-so a reasonable accommodation and give them back their money or their
yeah.
apartment, we're going to take into federal court. The ADA doesn't apply.
No.
What kind of a hell is that?
To ask them.
Like John Wayne said in that movie, we ain't going to pay them for that.
Exactly.
It's damn ass
I found
truth.
The article when you get a chance.
All right, let's hear this article.
Yeah, it says bus monitor, the person who's on the bus to make sure everybody's okay. Amanda DeVila, 27, was charged with manslaughter after the child with special needs died on the Franklin Township bus. Let's see, Anthony Johnson has details. Six-year-old child in wheelchair dies after school bus ride in New Jersey. A woman was facing charges. Now they know the name of the woman. A woman was facing charges after a six-year-old child in a wheelchair died following a school bus ride in Jersey Monday morning. Prosecutors say she was suffocated by the harness that secured her chair on board, and the bus monitor who was hired to help protect her is now facing charges. We said her name, so I'm just going to skip along, which was manslaughter and endangering the welfare of a child in connection with the death of F.A.J.R., that's her name, Williams, little girl. The child with special needs was attending an extended school program at Claremont High School in Franklin Township when she was picked up Monday morning. Police say the bus hit a series of bumps on the road, causing Williams to slump in her chair. The four-point harness that secured her to the chair ended up blocking her airway. Oh, my God, that's horrible. Really, it is. So, I mean, that's the end of it.
They drive like friggin' maniacs.
Yeah, I know. And the stupid harness, the four-point harness, was choking her. They weren't watching her. In another article I read, they said that the what do you call, Amanda Davila, who was charged with her murder, there was like stripes, or not stripes, ligatures, that's what they called it, on her neck from the harness. And she was playing on her phone, the one woman who was hired to help her, she was playing on her phone. And also something else, I don't remember, but I know she was playing on her phone while she couldn't even help it. That's right. Yep, she came in and tried to help by doing CPR when she found that the girl was on the floor, but that's not enough, I'm sorry.
They should have stopped the damn bus immediately.
Exactly, uh-huh, now you got
them out, these people.
I have no idea, but I saw this article and it really moved me, I'll tell you. Little girl, 6 years old. Terrible. You know?
Damn. That's horrible,
yeah.
Man. It shows you,
yeah,
it shows
it's
you
absolutely
how,
disgusting.
How we're treated and neglected.
Oh,
no
yeah.
Consideration for the people that...
First responders and administered CPR and took the child to the nearest hospital. So the first responder did it, not this other woman who was supposed to be the person watching her. She should have started CPR. She ended up dying at the hospital. It's terrible. Really, really terrible.
Who wrote the story?
I'm going to look now. It said Anthony Johnson when I was looking. Yeah, Anthony Johnson has the details. I'm going to click on
Johnson?
It now. Yeah, Johnson.
Yeah, I wonder if he's related. Is that John Johnson's kid?
I don't know.
I met John.
But I know that it was Channel 7 that I got this from, so that was good. You know,
well,
we could probably find out more.
I'm
yeah,
sure,
there's some.
Michelle knows all the details.
Yeah. So, and then they have it on here, 6-year-old child in wheelchair dies after school bus ride in New Jersey. It's like they're luring you in, but they do, you know, and then it keeps going on about how she was, you know, riding on the bus. And the harness that we used to also, you know, could have easily suffocated an adult. I know those harnesses very well.
They should have immediately... Stop
exactly.
The bus and help
yep.
The kid.
Exactly. The other one was playing
you know,
on her phone.
Why didn't her aide
help?
Scream and yell at the driver, stop the bus. Did they stop the bus or say anything about that?
Nope. I don't see it. I'm like, take a good look just in case.
That would have been my first question if I was a reporter.
Yeah. It says here, police said the bus was hit.
Did you yell to the driver to stop the bus?
No.
So you could secure the child.
Right, properly. I can't believe it's blocking her airway and nobody did anything about it. That's bothering me.
Well, that's how they treat people.
Yeah, we're
you know,
second-class citizens,
you know,
if anybody wants to know.
That's how they treat the disabled, man.
That's right.
You know? It's not like
they were doing CPR until they got to the hospital, and the staff was, you know, picked up at doing, you know, CPR. But Davila, the woman who we're talking about, seated in the front of the bus where the kid was towards the back for the ride, and officials say she was on her phone and wearing earbuds in both ears. So how could she hear her? She was just ignoring her. You know, prosecutors say that is a violation of policy and procedure. Then they're in quotation marks. She did deserve this. To be taken away from us in such a way that had nothing to do with her condition. This is like what they're saying, I guess, about, the mother of the girl saying it. Yeah, the mother of the girl.
That's something you're going to have one hell of a lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. It's not going to bring the kid back, but...
No, you can't. There's no way. She passed away. Isn't it?
Tell you. All right, Inner Sight. By the way, anybody out there, you want to call in, 213-816-1650. The poor child, another example of how people, especially people in responsible positions, don't pay enough attention to the disabled. You know, that's what this is all about. They didn't pay enough attention to her, watch her good enough. You know, it's not like you have a child who's sitting in a seat and you put a belt around them. You know, a child who can talk and move and scream I don't know, but I'll bet any money this kid couldn't talk.
No, she couldn't talk well. I don't think so. No.
I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Well, I have the girl's name, Fajr, Fajr, I guess, Williams.
In New Jersey. She lived in New Jersey, right?
Yeah, it's in school. Jersey. Yep. Mm-hmm. Township. What is the name of that township?
Franklin.
Hold on. I'm sorry?
Franklin Township. Now, is that Jersey or Long Island?
No, this is Jersey. I'm just reading it quick. Franklin Township, yes, and at the Claremont School in Franklin Township.
Okay. They were taking this child to school?
Yes, she was doing a special program. I don't know what the program was, but she was going there to do a special program.
Wow.
Terrible, absolutely terrible.
All right, Insight, any calls on the line?
Let me look. Sorry to bust in with that, but I couldn't help it. It was really sad when I saw it. Hold on, let me get... Wait a minute. What did you say about...
Are there any callers on the line?
No, just us.
All right.
Sorry, today is not a good day for me.
Getting back to the... Ass dumbass, ADA. On a more personal level.
Oh yeah.
I'm really annoyed and pissed at the ADA when I was denied entrance on the bus on my way to a nursing home with my friend Allie to help a blind woman. And this guy, this driver, had lied to us as soon as he saw my dog.
Mm-hmm.
Told us there was another bus. He didn't have the room to take us. He had to pick up other people. But there was another behind us. You know, and all he wanted to do was to get me out of the doorway of the vehicle so he could take off. Now, we went through the whole thing. It took 5 years to bring a settlement to this case.
Terrible.
This is the ADA. Under the ADA, they were supposed to let me on the bus with my guide dog. 5 years. But the thing that bothered me most was that this guy who did this wasn't even charged with anything. He got away with it. Nothing happened to him.
That's right.
They
just got a call.
They didn't make him swear on the Bible and tell the story and under oath and all that. Nothing happened to him.
Right. And he disappeared, right?
He got away with it.
Yeah. I have a caller.
What?
We have a
Stop
caller.
Stop interrupting me.
Okay, then I won't tell you when we have callers.
Later.
Okay.
So, another example of how the ADA has failed us. You know, yeah, we were able to take them to federal court. The driver got off free. We tried to do arbitration, and that got nowhere, and it seemed like the arbitrator was favoring the other side, the lawyers, that's what it was like to me. And so I believe, even though we settled the case, you know, after 5 years, I believe the ADA failed in that case. It really did. I wanted a trial by jury.
Mm-hmm.
The lawyers didn't want it.
That's right.
Well, there's another example of a failure.
Mm-hmm.
The Americans with Disability Act. Now, who'd you say? Somebody's on the line?
They're no longer on the line, but let me look again. Okay?
Said there was a caller.
There was a caller, yes. Nope, he's not on anymore.
Now, tomorrow is the celebration at SILO, the Suffolk Independent Living Organization, here in Suffolk County. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about how you can train your service dog on your own and be protected by the law. Now, how much protection remains to be seen, because, you know, that's a lot of times at the discretion of a judge. But whatever it is, it's certainly not powerful enough. I mean, we see that all the time, you know, that people get away. By the way, a guide dog in training is covered by the Americans with Disability Act. So you're allowed to take the dog in the stores and the public place and all that stuff. Just so people know that. Guide dog in training. But what we need in connection with this ADA is much more strict enforcement than we have. I believe it should be criminal to interfere with a blind person's dog, a service dog. And the reason why InnerSight believes that is because your dog becomes part of you. It becomes part of you to the extent that it's like one of your family, one of your loved ones. And I go back to what happened to Milton, because that's the straw, really. And how lightly it was taken mm-hmm. by the authorities and the district attorney. Okay, and we called several times to try to, and this guy wouldn't even come to the phone. He didn't want to hear it. You know, who knows, maybe his boss told him not to come to the phone.
Mm.
So the enforcement on the ADA when it comes to service dogs should immediately be upgraded to criminal status, because that's how serious it is when you interfere with a blind person's dog in any way, shape, or form. And that should include the schools and every organization out there. So there's a way to improve the ADA. Yeah, go find a politician who's going to do it. Dumbass.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to Francis Aiken. The law is an law. He didn't know it, but he was referring, for one, to the ADA.
Mm-hmm.
He had no inkling that his statement would be applied to the Americans with Disability Act. Well, Inner Sight is applying it.
Mm-hmm.
And we intend to do what we can to change it. Now, when it comes to barriers, the ADA should make sure it should have been constructed so that the agencies could raise money or would be given money by the government or both to reconstruct buildings and places, any place that's not accessible. And that should be strict enforcement. Just like anybody else would come in and enjoy whatever it is, everybody should be able to come in. But there's no enforcement. You know, there's a big argument. Oh, who's going to pay for it? That should have been eliminated at the outset.
Mm-hmm.
There should be a stipulation in there, and the agencies must raise money and establish a fund, and the government must match that fund to bring about construction of any dwelling that is not accessible. That's what we should have, with strict enforcement. And if it's not being done, there should be criminal penalty brought. And, of course, that whole thing should be publicized so that people would know it. So there's another way that the ADA is an ass, dumbass. It doesn't serve the people. All right, if you want to call in, you got an opinion, we'd love to hear it. 213-816-1650. By the way, tomorrow night is our frolic here on Inner Sight. We'll have a lot of fun. Louie will be here, Louie the Lip. And we might even be able to get Jimmy Dinigan. Might be able to call Jimmy. There's no school now, but we get one of the stories from the past with Jimmy. All right, and of course, Sweet Pepper Treat will be here. Couple of funny songs tomorrow night. So you want to have some fun, you want to laugh, you want to goof off.
Sorry about that.
Join us tomorrow night right here live on Inner Sight. All right. You want to give me a number? Give me a tally number. How many we got?
Okay. We have 120,615.
All right. We're growing every day.
Yes, we are.
People listen. I want to make an appeal.
Mm-hmm.
And we know you like the show. You know we like what... that you like what we say, and that people don't want to go to nursing homes, and that there should be a lot more done in connection with the service dog school,
mm-hmm.
and the enforcement on the barriers. That's just a few things. So anybody out there, now you don't have to send us a lot of money, but if every person listening to this show made a one-time donation of $5,
mm-hmm.
we could start doing a lot of these things on our own. We wouldn't have to wait for a politician.
That's right.
We could do it on our own and show examples of how it could be done. $5. Now, I know I'm not going to get 120,615 people to give us $5, but if we got half, we got one-third,
mm-hmm.
we could hire a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm. That's very true.
Go out on our own. Because the independent living centers are good in many, many, many ways, a lot of good people. But they cannot do this job, especially mm-hmm. with the nursing home. And also
to get money. Yeah.
With the service dog schools. You know, they're not allowed to do certain things. I heard
mm-hmm.
a story today about a woman who was disabled, and she didn't come under the right category. This is a friend of ours' daughter,
mm-hmm.
and he couldn't get help from the independent living
center. That's crazy.
Because of the category.
Right.
So it happens every day. Innersight
right.
doesn't have that. We don't go by category. We go by the fact the person is disabled, period.
Right.
We'll help them.
Exactly.
Well, only we have the money to do it.
Exactly.
So, will you stop mumbling, please? Oh. So, go to the InnerSight website. If you'd like to make a donation, InnerSight.info. Go to the PayPal. Whatever you can do, you know, if you believe that InnerSight is doing the right things, you don't want to be in a nursing home, you don't want to be denied a service dog without rights, without due process, you want to be able to get in to every place in the country that you go to. You know, those are some of the reasons why to donate to InnerSight. And we thank you for it. But we don't get paid for this. You know, we're here because we care about people. All right, InnerSight. 213-816-1650 if you want to call in. Talking tonight about the ADA, the anniversary of the ADA coming up in a matter of days. Tomorrow will be the celebration at SILO, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. And we'll be talking over there about training your service dog on your own. And think I'll bring my guide dog with me. Hopefully if it's not too hot. I don't want around me too long. And I'll give a little demonstration. All right, 844, New York. Inner Sight. And the ADA, and, you know, if you've had some good things happen to you because of the ADA, good. It should be that way. We don't say get rid of the whole thing, kill it. I don't believe that. I believe it should be transformed. It's already there. Use it. Make it more powerful. Don't let it stay the way it is. And for sure, it should be helping people in nursing homes and to stay out of nursing homes. You notice that the all nursing homes are accessible. They're complying with the ADA. Now, if it applies in that way, why doesn't it apply in other ways? There's another contradiction. They all have to be wheelchair accessible. I don't know about reading accessible, you know, for blind people. But they got to be wheelchair accessible. Well, if that's applied, there's another avenue for amendment, Congress. Expand on that. And help people to stay out of the nursing home and help people who are in there to get out. And therefore, working toward the goal of turning nursing homes into accessible housing. If the ADA was viable in nursing homes and helping people, that would definitely be a stepping stone for turning the nursing homes into accessible housing, because we would have that behind us. See why we're having such a difficult time getting these places turned into accessible housing? Because the Americans with Disability Act is not backing us up. It doesn't do a damn thing, even though, as we said before, these nursing homes are under federal jurisdiction, and they all have a federal ID number. So there you have an observation that I don't believe has been made before. All right, if you want to call in, 213-816-1650 and voice your opinion. Tell us what you think of the ADA. You like it? It's fine. We're not against people liking it. We're against the fact that it's not powerful enough. I guarantee you, you'd like it a lot more if there was more power behind it and it gave you more freedom. The Americans with Disability Act should give people in the nursing homes freedom. And it doesn't. It doesn't do a damn thing. I checked with James Bahamonde, who's a civil rights lawyer. His number is 516-783-9662. Checked with him recently, and he admitted to me that the ADA doesn't do a thing to help people in nursing homes. So that is a serious situation. Because if you don't have that protection, how are you going to make an issue out of it? The only issue we can make is We need housing a lot more than we need nursing homes. So stick within a sight. Help us do it. Yeah, it's a monumental job. But it's not an impossible job. What do you want?
I said Louie's hanging around.
Louie?
He's on my screen.
Tonight?
Yeah.
All right, let Louie in. He's one of our regulars. Hey, Louie, you there?
Yeah, this is Louie Rivera.
Not Friday night, you know.
I know, I'm listening to, what's the name of that subject?
The Americans with Disability Act, the ADA.
Yeah, ADA?
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Talking about
that. Tell me about that.
It's a stupid law in a lot of ways because it doesn't protect us.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you going to be on tomorrow night?
I'll put on, call you the ringy dangy do on tomorrow night on Intersight. 1-213-816-1650.
Yeah. Ringy dingy.
Yeah.
With sweet pepper treat.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night, too.
Oh, yeah.
How's she doing?
She got her debut on Intersight, Sweet Pepper Treat.
Sweet Pepper Treat, yeah, tomorrow night.
Was he, did the music?
Yeah. Going to have a couple of funnies. Maybe three of them, you know. Oh, she's got one by, I never heard it before, but Steve Martin.
Yeah.
King Tut. I never heard this song before.
He played that song on Saturday Night Live in the 70s.
Oh, you heard it? Is it funny?
Yep.
All right, we'll hear it tomorrow night. Steve Martin,
that's a one-hit wonder. One-hit wonder.
Yeah, I remember him.
And by the way,
you have to tell her that
Sweet Pepper Treat, put on Rubber Ducky, you're the one. You make bad time lots of fun. And Rubber Ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
What is that, a song you wrote?
You do it in the tub.
Yeah.
Louie, you there?
His name is Jim Hansen.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Did that song, Rubber Ducky.
Yeah.
You had a rubber ducky when you took a bath and you played with the rubber ducky in the tub, right?
That was Ernie's in the tub.
Oh.
Yeah.
On my way to the tubby, cute and yellow and chubby.
And the mood sinks.
All
today.
Right.
Yeah. Hi, Suzanne.
Hey, Lou.
A little goof around.
Hello, Suzanne. This is Louie.
Yeah, I know. I said hello.
Hello back. Okay. Yeah. I remember Rubber Ducky that Ernie's in the tub of singing it with his quack quack duck in his hand. And on my way to the tubby. A cute yellow and chubby.
Song.
Yep.
They got a good song for tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A theme
okay,
song.
Okay. So how you doing, Suzanne?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah, I watched you on TV last Thursday at 9:30 on Public Access.
Oh, that was great. Thank you. You're a best fan.
Yeah, I put it on. Are you surprised? And then your face is on TV.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing glasses.
Yeah. Because the light bothers my eyes.
Yeah. Well, I got to talk about
it. We've got to end the show, but we'll catch you tomorrow night.
Okay. Okay, I'll be ready from Rosanna Dana. I'll get myself ready to do my Rosanna Dana voice.
Okay.
Yes. Do your Rosanna Dana dance.
Yeah.
Okay, Suzanne and Frank, I love you both.
Thank you.
We love you too. And there you have the reasons why we believe the name should fit, that it's appropriate in many, many situations and cases. ADA ass dumbass. And the guy who originally said it was right. You know, Francis Bacon back in the 1700s. I don't know what the background of that statement was, but I'm sure he must have had a case that he lost to create that expression, you know, the law is an ass. We still got that today in so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
When Milton was killed, and that's the anniversary Saturday, certainly that statement applies. The law was an ass and is an ass, not to punish the people and insist that the guide dog schools be licensed and regulated after that happened. Horrible, horrible blow to blind people all over this world. The death of Milton. All right, Inner Sight will be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Want to thank all our listeners. 120,615 and growing. So those of you who will be there, see you tomorrow at Silo, 11 to 2.
I forgot to get my ride.
Inner Sight. And be safe out there. And our deepest condolences to the family of that little girl.
Yeah.
Anything Inner Sight can do, please feel free to contact us.
Mm-hmm.
Our Inner Sight phone number, 631-224-3090. The email is innersight1620@gmail.com, and our hearts go out to all connected to that innocent little child.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.